Welcome back to Opiniot, where we dive deep into the issues that shape our world. Today, we're tackling the complex crisis in Haiti, a country marked by historical upheavals, political instability, and economic challenges. From the shadows of colonial debts and dictatorial regimes, to the devastating impact of natural disasters and the current surge in gang violence, we explore the multifaceted layers of Haiti's struggle. Join us as we unravel Haiti's past and present, seeking insights into a path forward. In our exploration of the recent chaos in Haiti, it's imperative to delve into the historical context shaping this complex crisis. A legacy of political instability, marred by coups and fraught leadership battles, has deeply scarred Haiti's governance structure. Concurrently, economic challenges compounded by foreign interventions and natural catastrophes have entrenched systemic issues, setting the stage for the present turmoil. This historical backdrop is crucial for understanding Haiti's current predicament. Haiti's political landscape has been characterized by profound instability and turmoil, a narrative that stretches back over decades. The roots of this instability can be traced to the early 19th century, immediately following Haiti's landmark achievement as the first Black Republic to gain independence from colonial rule in 1804. However, this victory was quickly overshadowed by internal divisions and external pressures, setting a precedent for centuries of political strife. The 20th century was particularly turbulent for Haiti. The long and oppressive dictatorship of François Papadoc Duvalier, beginning in 1957, and later his son Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier, until 1986, marked a dark period in Haitian politics. Their reigns were characterized by severe human rights abuses, political repression, and the use of the paramilitary force known as the Tonton Macoute to silence opposition. These regimes significantly undermined the rule of law and governance, instilling a legacy of fear and mistrust in political institutions. Following the fall of the Duvalier dynasty, Haiti hoped for democratic renewal, but instead faced a series of short-lived governments, military coups, and rampant corruption. The 1991 military coup that ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, a democratically elected leader, is one stark example. His ousting led to international sanctions and further economic decline, exacerbating the nation's already dire conditions. The political chaos in Haiti has been compounded by frequent and ineffective elections, marred by allegations of fraud and violence. For instance, the 2010 presidential elections, held in the aftermath of the devastating earthquake, were plagued by controversy and protests over alleged electoral malfeasance. Such events have continually eroded public trust in the electoral process and governmental institutions. The consequences of this relentless political instability are profound. Governance in Haiti has been marked by a lack of continuity, with over 20 heads of state in the last 50 years, leading to inconsistent policies and a failure to address long-term national issues. Law and order have deteriorated, as seen in the rise of gang violence and the absence of effective judicial and police systems. The political vacuum has often left essential services neglected, hindering development and deepening the humanitarian crises. The assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July 2021 exemplifies the extreme levels of political instability and its ramifications. His murder threw the country into deeper chaos, with a power vacuum and escalating violence exacerbating the already fragile situation. The event underscored the profound impact of political instability on governance and law and order in Haiti, reflecting a cycle of turmoil that has hindered the nation's progress and stability. Understanding this historical context is essential to comprehending the full scope of the challenges Haiti faces today. Haiti's economic landscape is a complex tapestry, intricately woven with the threads of history, policy, and external forces. A critical understanding of its current crises is incomplete without delving into the historical economic challenges that have shaped the nation. Firstly, the legacy of colonialism and the debilitating debt imposed on Haiti following its independence from France in 1804 have cast long shadows over its economic development. France demanded 150 million francs, equivalent to billions today, as compensation for lost slaves and land, plunging Haiti into a cycle of debt that lasted well into the 20th century. This initial financial burden hampered infrastructure development, education, and healthcare, leaving a fledgling nation bereft of its potential wealth. Post-colonial economic policies further exacerbated these issues. The Haitian elite, a small percentage of the population, controlled much of the wealth and land, leading to significant income disparities and social unrest. Agricultural policies, particularly in the 20th century, heavily favored export crops over local food production, making Haiti increasingly dependent on imported foodstuffs. This shift undermined Haiti's food security and left its economy vulnerable to global market fluctuations. Foreign intervention has also played a pivotal role in shaping Haiti's economic destiny. From the United States occupation in the early 20th century to international trade policies and economic sanctions, external influences have often disrupted local industries and agriculture. For example, in the 1980s and 1990s, structural adjustment policies mandated by international financial institutions led to the reduction of trade barriers, which flooded the Haitian market with cheaper foreign products, undercutting local production and exacerbating unemployment. Natural disasters have further strained Haiti's economic stability. The 2010 earthquake, one of the most devastating in recent history, resulted in immense human and economic losses, with estimated damages of about $7.8 billion or 120% of Haiti's GDP. The disaster's impacts were multifaceted, decimating infrastructure, displacing millions, and causing a humanitarian crisis that hampered economic recovery and development. Haiti's economic challenges are deeply rooted in a history of exploitative economic policies, foreign intervention, and environmental vulnerabilities. These factors have collectively undermined the nation's ability to build a resilient economy, contributing to the current issues of poverty, unemployment, and social unrest. Understanding this historical context is paramount in addressing the root causes of Haiti's economic struggles and in forging a path towards sustainable development and equity. In transitioning to the present, we confront Haiti's current political landscape, marked by profound turbulence and uncertainty. The assassination of President Jovenel Moïse has left a gaping leadership void, exacerbating the already dire situation. As Haiti grapples with delayed elections and the challenge of establishing legitimate governance, the international community watches with bated breath. This precarious political situation demands our immediate attention and understanding. The leadership vacuum in Haiti, a critical facet of its current political quagmire, is profoundly underscored by the tragic assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. On July 7, 2021, Moïse was brutally assassinated in his private residence, a shocking event that sent ripples of horror throughout the international community and plunged Haiti deeper into political chaos. This heinous act not only robbed Haiti of its head of state, but also intensified the existing power vacuum, exacerbating the nation's political instability. In the wake of Moïse's assassination, Haiti found itself ensnared in a convoluted power struggle. Three individuals simultaneously claimed legitimacy as the country's leader: Claude Joseph, the acting prime minister at the time of Moïse's death; Ariel Henry, whom Moïse had nominated as Joseph's successor mere days before his assassination; and Joseph Lambert, the head of Haiti's dismantled Senate. This triad of power claims led to confusion and conflict, further destabilizing the already fragile political landscape. The absence of clear leadership has had profound effects on the nation. Firstly, governance has been crippled, with essential public services and state functions deteriorating, affecting everything from law enforcement to healthcare. Furthermore, the political instability has hindered Haiti's ability to conduct free and fair elections. The necessary preparations and security measures for holding elections have been significantly compromised, delaying the democratic process and leaving the Haitian populace without legitimate representation or recourse to address their grievances.
Economically, the leadership vacuum has deterred foreign investment and aid, as international stakeholders are hesitant to engage with a nation mired in political uncertainty. This has further crippled Haiti's economy, already fragile from decades of turmoil and natural disasters.
The power vacuum and subsequent struggles have had severe repercussions for Haiti's governance and societal order. There has been a notable increase in gang violence, as power structures within the country remain unclear and law enforcement is undermined. Furthermore, the uncertainty has stalled essential reforms and legislative processes, leaving pressing needs unaddressed. These challenges are exacerbated by the ongoing delays in holding general elections. Originally scheduled for 2020, the elections have been postponed multiple times, attributed to the instability, security concerns, and logistical challenges, including the significant task of updating electoral rolls and ensuring safe polling stations amid escalating violence. The international community's response has been a mix of condemnation of the violence and calls for stability, with various entities, including the United Nations and the Organization of American States, urging for the restoration of democratic processes. However, there is also criticism regarding the effectiveness of international interventions and aid, with concerns about perpetuating dependency without addressing the underlying issues. The delays in elections and challenges in establishing a legitimate government underscore a critical impasse, threatening not just the democratic process, but also the very fabric of Haitian society. As the nation grapples with these governance issues, the need for a concerted and sustainable solution has never been more urgent, requiring both national consensus and supportive, nuanced international engagement. Amidst the labyrinth of Haiti's political and economic crises lies the alarming escalation of gang violence and security issues. As the rule of law weakens and governmental authority wanes, violent factions have seized control, casting long shadows over the streets of Port-au-Prince and beyond. This surge in lawlessness not only exacerbates the humanitarian plight, but also poses grave questions about the future stability and safety of the Haitian populace. The fabric of Haitian society, particularly within the urban sprawl of Port-au-Prince, is being inexorably altered by the meteoric rise in gang power and territorial control. This worrying trend has not only redefined the geopolitical landscape, but also drastically affected the daily lives of Haitian citizens. Historically, gangs in Haiti were localized phenomena, often tied to specific neighborhoods. However, recent years have seen a significant transformation, with these groups evolving into highly organized entities, exerting influence over extensive territories, especially in and around the capital. The proliferation of gang violence has been attributed to a mixture of factors, including the vacuum of political leadership, economic despair, and the availability of arms. Gang factions such as G9, an alliance of 9 gangs led by Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, and their rivals have fortified their hold on vast regions of Port-au-Prince. They enforce their rule through a reign of terror that includes kidnappings, extortion, and assassinations. The United Nations estimated that, as of late, gangs control approximately 60% of the city, though some local sources suggest the figure could be higher. The impact of this surge in gang dominance on the daily life of Haitians is profound and multifaceted. Kidnappings, once relatively rare, have skyrocketed, used by gangs as a means of financing their operations and expanding their power. The UN reported an alarming increase in such incidents, with hundreds recorded annually, impacting not just the wealthy but increasingly average citizens. Moreover, gang warfare has precipitated a dire humanitarian crisis. Communities caught in the crossfire face relentless violence, leading to widespread displacement. According to the International Organization for Migration, tens of thousands have been forced to flee their homes, seeking refuge in less violent areas or in makeshift displacement camps, where conditions are often abysmal. The reach of gang activity extends into economic sabotage as well. Roadblocks and territorial control by gangs have severely disrupted supply chains, leading to spikes in food prices and fuel shortages. This stranglehold has crippled local businesses and deterred international investment, exacerbating the already dire economic conditions. Education and healthcare have also suffered. Schools in gang-dominated areas frequently close due to safety concerns, denying children access to education. Medical facilities, too, find themselves in the crosshairs, with staff threatened and operations hindered, severely impacting healthcare accessibility. Amidst the backdrop of political instability and unbridled gang violence, Haiti is ensnared in a dire humanitarian crisis, touching every facet of human existence. The spiraling descent into chaos has not only stripped away security, but has also severely hampered access to essential services. This chapter delves into the acute shortages of food, water, and healthcare, painting a vivid picture of a nation grappling with profound despair and uncertainty. The current chaos in Haiti has exacerbated an already critical situation regarding access to basic needs such as food, clean water, and healthcare, plunging much of the population into dire circumstances. The food insecurity situation in Haiti is alarming, with significant portions of the population struggling to find enough to eat. According to the World Food Program, over 4 million Haitians are facing high levels of food insecurity, with many living in areas controlled by gangs, which hinders food distribution and access. The instability has disrupted local markets and agricultural production, the backbone of Haiti's food supply, leading to increased prices and decreased availability of foodstuffs. The situation is dire in rural areas, where the erosion of agricultural livelihoods has been compounded by natural disasters and economic downturns, pushing families to the brink of starvation. Access to clean water is another critical issue, deeply impacted by the current unrest. The destruction of infrastructure, coupled with the contamination of water sources due to poor sanitation, has made safe drinking water a scarce resource. Cholera, which thrives in conditions where clean water is not available, has seen a resurgence, with numerous cases reported, signaling a severe public health crisis. The UNICEF reports highlight that significant portions of the Haitian population lack access to adequate water, sanitation, and hygiene facilities, exacerbating the spread of waterborne diseases. The healthcare system in Haiti, fragile even before the current crisis, has been further strained. Hospitals and clinics, already struggling with limited resources, face increased demand from victims of violence, malnutrition, and infectious diseases. Furthermore, the surge in gang activity has led to the closure of medical facilities and has hindered the movement of medical supplies and personnel. Many healthcare providers have been forced to flee due to security concerns, leaving a gaping void in medical services. Reports from the World Health Organization and local NGOs highlight the dire shortages of medical supplies, trained staff, and operational facilities, leaving many Haitians without essential medical care. As Haiti's crisis deepens, the international community's role becomes increasingly scrutinized. This section will explore the multifaceted response and interventions by global entities. From humanitarian aid to political pressure, we unravel the layers of external involvement, examining both the impacts and the challenges faced. In a world where geopolitical interests often intertwine with humanitarian efforts, understanding this international response is crucial to grasping the broader picture of Haiti's ongoing turmoil. Organizations like the World Food Program, WFP, and Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, have been at the forefront, distributing emergency food supplies and implementing cash-for-work programs to bolster food security. Nutritional programs targeting vulnerable groups, particularly children and pregnant women, aim to mitigate acute malnutrition levels. Given the dire state of Haiti's healthcare system, international aid has focused on medical supplies, equipment, and personnel. The World Health Organization, WHO, and Partners in Health are among those providing essential medicines, supporting cholera vaccination campaigns, and bolstering local healthcare capacities through training and infrastructure development. UNICEF and other NGOs have prioritized improving access to clean water and sanitation facilities to prevent the spread of waterborne diseases. Initiatives include constructing latrines, distributing water purification tablets, and promoting hygiene education. In the aftermath of natural disasters and due to the displacement caused by violence, providing temporary shelter and essential non-food items like blankets, cooking utensils, and hygiene kits has been crucial. Agencies like the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, IFRC, have been active in these efforts. Amid the widespread violence, protecting civilians, especially women and children, from abuse and exploitation is critical. Organizations such as the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, and Human Rights Watch work to monitor rights violations, offer legal support, and provide safe spaces for those most at risk. Despite these extensive efforts, delivering and distributing aid in Haiti is fraught with challenges. The pervasive gang violence and political instability significantly hinder aid operations. Humanitarian workers face threats, and convoys are often attacked, leading to the suspension of aid missions and the closure of critical facilities. Damaged infrastructure, fuel shortages, and bureaucratic hurdles complicate the transport and distribution of supplies. The country's challenging terrain and inadequate road networks further exacerbate these issues. There are instances where aid has been misappropriated or diverted, undermining the efficacy of relief efforts. Ensuring that aid reaches its intended recipients requires stringent monitoring and coordination. There is an ongoing debate about the long-term impact of aid, with concerns that continuous external assistance might foster dependency rather than empower local communities and build resilience. The UN has played a multifaceted role in Haiti, focusing on stabilization, peacekeeping, and developmental assistance. The United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti, MINUSTAH, was deployed from 2004 until 2017 to restore order and assist in political processes.
Following its conclusion, the UN established the United Nations Integrated Office in Haiti, BINA, to continue supporting political stability and good governance.
The UN has also been involved in electoral assistance, attempting to create a conducive environment for fair and democratic elections. However, the effectiveness of these missions has been subject to scrutiny, and the UN's presence has sometimes been met with criticism, particularly regarding the cholera outbreak post-2010 earthquake, which was linked to UN peacekeepers. The US has had a significant historical and contemporary influence in Haiti, involving both humanitarian aid and political involvement. In recent years, the US has provided substantial humanitarian assistance, aimed at food security, healthcare, and disaster relief. Politically, the U.S. has engaged in diplomatic efforts to support the formation of a viable and legitimate government in Haiti. It has imposed targeted sanctions on individuals believed to be fueling violence and obstructing the path to democracy. While these measures aim to apply pressure on corrupt actors and encourage political reform, there is debate over their overall impact and the extent to which they address the root causes of instability. Various other countries and regional organizations have also been involved in Haiti's situation. For example, the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the Organization of American States, OAS, have been active in diplomatic efforts and in providing electoral observation missions. Countries like Canada and France have contributed to international aid and have been involved in diplomatic efforts to resolve Haiti's political crisis. International sanctions and conditions tied to aid have been tools used by external actors to encourage political stability and reform in Haiti. These measures often aim to isolate individuals implicated in corruption, human rights abuses, or acts that undermine the state's stability. However, the effectiveness of sanctions is mixed, as they can impact the broader population if not targeted accurately. Aid conditions, meanwhile, are intended to ensure that assistance contributes to long-term development and good governance, but they can also lead to tensions if perceived as external interference or if they fail to align with local needs and priorities. The multitude of actors involved in Haiti's humanitarian response can lead to overlapping efforts and inefficiencies. Streamlined coordination is essential to maximize the impact of aid and to address the complex layers of Haiti's crisis effectively. Thank you for tuning into our analysis. Remember to give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and ring the notification bell to stay updated with our latest intriguing content. Take care and see you next time.